Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Timmy!
Tim Jones in for Mark Reardon today. Mark Reardon Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. Boy, it's May 14th already. May 14th, 2021. 4:08 here in the Heartland. And it is time for the segment everybody's been waiting for all show. Sue's news.
Hold on.
Wait. Hang on.
What?
I got it. There we go.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
I thought I was going to have to sing that, Sue.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is
brought to you
Happy
by
Friday,
Sue.
Happy Friday,
yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
The Friends reunion is set for release on May 27th, which HBO Max. Is anybody in here at all interested in that? Fred, it doesn't seem like your thing.
Well, is it just them all sitting around and talking about stuff?
No, it's an actual, you know, next episode kind of deal.
I would watch.
Would you?
I didn't think it was that.
Well, each star, they're saying, what'd you hear it was, Carl?
I heard it was just them sitting around and people, and also talking heads talking about the show.
Oh, great. Well, they just released the first trailer for it, which was really just a shot of their backs holding hands. So, woo for that.
So, you know who's going to watch that?
Who?
My 15-year-old, almost 16-year-old daughter, who has watched every episode of Friends twice.
That. Did she watch it on HBO Max or just on reruns?
Multiple different ways.
Oh, it's on TBS. Like
TBS.
TBS.
On-demand stuff. And she's got the T-shirts. And we have we have a coffee shop out in Eureka called The Orange Couch.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, she likes to go there, too. So, yeah, she's a
pandemic thing for her to do?
I think that was how it started.
Yeah.
And now she's a Friends junkie. So,
kind of love that.
Yeah.
It's going to be May 27th, so let her know. Each star was reportedly paid $2.5 million just to do it. And they're doing it on May 27th. It's the one-year anniversary of HBO Max.
Ooh.
Which I did not realize.
It was supposed to be... That was supposed to kick off HBO Max.
Yes, that's exactly right, Carl. It was supposed to be the whole thing last year, and it got postponed. In fact, last year was when all 10 seasons of Friends left Netflix and went to HBO Max, and they paid about $400 million for it, too. So we'll see. They do have everybody from Cindy Crawford to Justin Bieber and Tom Selleck, Reese Witherspoon will all be guest stars. We'll see how that goes.
Here's a trivia question for you, Sue.
I'm ready.
Name the only show where Christina Applegate and Reese Witherspoon played sisters.
Is it Friends?
It's Friends.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Because they played...
It was something I could handle.
Rachel's sister.
Yeah, I remember that.
But they didn't play it at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. I have a little quiz for you, just a small one. Tomorrow is National Chocolate Chip Day. Can anyone tell me? Of course, you have to say your name. What decade... The chocolate chip cookie was invented. Say your name.
Tim.
The
30s.
Yes!
No way!
Tim, hey, yes! Wow. That is absolutely correct, because I have trivia for you. I think this is cool. It was in 1937. That is the year that Ruth Graves Whitfield...
Total guess.
who worked at the Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts, decided to cut up a Nestle chocolate bar, just a semi-sweet one, into chunks and add it to her cookies.
Amazing.
Right?
Fantastic.
The cookies were such a success. I love this, that in 1939, Nestle actually put the recipe on the package and sold the candy bar with a little cutter on it, so you could cut up your own chips. And it wasn't until 1941 that they started actually making chocolate in morsel form. Fred, what is your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
I knew it.
Yep.
What country is the oldest known cookie, the Pizzel, from? Anyone?
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
Italy.
That is correct.
Yeah, nice. Well done.
And final question, what present-day country were the first cacao plants found 4,000 years ago? But what is that country today?
Tim. Colombia.
Close.
Ooh.
Anyone? Andrew, you're remarkably quiet.
I know. I don't have the answers to these.
The answer is Mexico.
Oh, really?
Well, that's not that far off. Yeah. Not that far off. They listed, Forbes did, has released the world's highest paid athletes today. Top 10. Do you want to guess? Just throw out. Who do you think is on here?
I saw who number one is, so okay. I'm recusing myself.
Mike Conley, is he on there? He had a huge contract.
No. Fred, you have any idea?
LeBron James?
Yes.
I mean,
really?
LeBron James is at number five. He is at $96.5 million, but he's only at number five.
Wow.
Anyone else?
Is there like a European soccer star like near the top?
Of course.
They all get paid ridiculous amounts of money, don't they?
You know what,
Ronaldo.
Tim? Yes. Ronaldo. There are. Ronaldo is on there. He's number three at 120.
We're still on number three.
I'll give you a hint.
120 million.
This person is also European. Number one is European.
Yeah, but he's not a soccer player.
Ronaldo, too.
It's Conor McGregor from UFC.
Oh, wow.
No way.
And
UFC?
UFC, mm-hmm. 180 million. By the way, Tom Brady made the top 10. He's at number nine at 76 million.
How is he getting by only in the
right?
Only in number
well,
nine.
And his wife is broke, too, so it's a wonder. And number 10 is Kevin Durant. This is what I found interesting about Kevin. He is at 75 million. But he cashed in last year when Uber bought Postmates. He had invested about $1 million early at a discounted price.
Smart.
And he made a ton of money.
It's funny you bring that up. I have read a lot recently about Kevin Durant. I didn't know he was such a mogul.
Yes.
Like he gets involved in Dogecoin and Bitcoin. He gets involved in the cryptocurrencies, and he's made a lot of these other. He's a very visionary kind of thinker.
Yes, yeah. And you would not. I wouldn't have known that either.
You didn't know
today.
The basketball. But, he's basketball, right? I don't follow NBA at all. You don't know the NBA players are sitting around thinking about, you know.
Yeah. Money?
Do they have a lot of spare time? You
right?
know what I mean?
They were trapped at Disney World for
well, that's true.
8 months.
That's true. He had a lot of time, didn't he? Yes.
Now, also, Conor McGregor, UFC, they had Fight Island, so they were one of the few things that were going
making
on
money.
Last
Fight
year.
Island?
They did.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had their own island where they were doing.
But they didn't call it Fight Island.
That is not
but,
a chick
but they should have called it Fight
but
Island.
But they were like the only sport that kept going because they,
because of that, because they had their
they,
island?
They bubbled up in an island.
That's interesting. Mm.
Who bought that for them? Didn't somebody buy that for them or lease it for them?
I thought it was the owner of the UFC.
The Saudis, probably. Well, the Saudis are big in like wrestling and I think UFC as well.
Yeah.
Number one is Conor McGregor, UFC. Number two is Lionel Messi, of course, a soccer player from Argentina. Mm-hmm. Three is Cristiano Ronaldo. Four is Dak Prescott. He is
really
Cowboys quarterback at $107 million.
That's America's team.
LeBron James.
True.
Not mine. LeBron James at number five. Another soccer player at six. Roger Federer, who I love. Is it seven? The Swiss tennis player at 90
he's
million.
He's going to drop, isn't he? Isn't he retiring?
He might. We'll see. But Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One race driver, who I also love, is at number eight, and then Tom Brady and Kevin Durant.
Where's the golfers? You would think
nobody
like,
on there.
You would think somebody like.
Well, they had 6 months off last
year. Yeah,
they
like,
pushed everything to the fall.
Like Dustin Johnson, or probably not Tiger Woods because he's been injured so much, but. That's interesting. But you're right, Carl. I guess nobody made any money last year on the PGA because they didn't have any PGA.
Exactly. So, it was a tough
so
year.
So good job pronouncing everyone's names.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
You did.
I like the
except
sports.
For number six.
Couldn't have done it.
What was that?
Oh, that's what this was about.
I just
who's
said,
number six?
Oh. Is it? Oh, I don't know, Fred. Neymar? Yeah. Okay. Not too bad, but I was off.
Very good.
Sotheby's has become the first major auction house to sell a piece of physical art for cryptocurrency. Love is in the Air by Banksy sold for $12.9 million, but it's in cryptocurrency. So is it $12.9 million? It's hard to say.
If you would cash it out.
If you would cash it out. It's at their contemporary art evening auction. Banksy, I didn't even know who that was. Cryptocurrency annoys me. Andrew,
no one
explain
knows,
it to me.
Yeah, no one knows
who Banksy is.
Banksy is that English street artist, right, slash activist that nobody knows for sure who
he is. They don't know
who
he is.
No one,
yeah.
No one knows his identity.
How does he get the money then?
Great question, Carl.
I'm sure there is a middleman somewhere out there.
Ugh.
What's live art? Like something captured on?
He's the guy that did the thing that was supposed to shred the art as it were, and it broke halfway through, so the guy got half of the
See,
art.
And this is why it's annoying. So the people, is just so dumb.
The people buying these things, they literally have nothing else to spend their money on. I want to be one
these
of those people.
These are people with too much money. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Tim, this That's is correct. The actual, at least this isn't cyber something. This is a physical painting.
It is an actual
it's
thing.
It's an actual.
You can hang it in your house?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All
the
right.
other
okay.
stuff makes me nuts.
Yeah, it drives me, makes me, yeah, makes me pull my hair out.
And there was a California woman. Oh, yeah, this is great. She won the $26 million lottery in California.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Buys the ticket.
Uh-oh.
Puts the ticket in her pants.
Okay.
Goes home.
Uh-oh.
Does the laundry.
Uh-oh.
With the ticket in the pocket.
Yeah. How does she know that she won then?
Well, she knows the numbers. And
I'm sure she does.
And
so do I.
She knows the numbers that
so
she picked.
So do I. What a funny
movie. They have a record of her buying it.
That's
at
right.
The convenience store.
So did she get her money?
She went back and said, hey, and they're familiar with her, and they check the surveillance tape and say, well, yeah, there she is buying it. But you have to, in California, and I'm sure other lotteries, have an actual proof that you bought it. I mean, they just, right. you know, the, obviously the surveillance does not show the ticket itself.
Yes, but the C store is going to get their cut of the money.
Yeah.
Really?
Because they sold it.
They get $130,000 just for selling it. But this woman, it's still debatable about whether she can get it. And if the claim, they're investigating the claim, I still don't know. She can't prove it.
Yeah, but there's a record. If they have,
it should have the numbers have, that she picked, right?
Because it's a computer.
I guess.
It's spinning out the stuff.
So take a photo of your lottery ticket.
That is correct.
Would that work?
Yes. They say if you take a picture of the front and the back, it at least semi-proves
this makes me
that you had ownership. Well, it's better than
I think I had the numbers, too.
That's what I'm Andrew. It's like, oh,
Andrew and I bought the tickets.
I'm just thinking about what if I won
$26 million?
Yeah, $26 million.
What happened?
And you put it in the laundry
and couldn't prove it and lost the ticket. Like
I'm more confused about having something destroyed in the laundry in your pocket.
Yeah,
I've had lots of stuff go through the laundry in my pocket and not be destroyed.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
Paper,
that's
though.
Interesting.
Yeah,
paper
but no,
survived.
even paper. You'd think it would take a little more than one going through the laundry if it's in like a jeans pocket or something like that. Because the jeans keep it up pretty well.
I don't know. I've had some pretty smushed up stuff. You people have bad laundry.
Andrew,
washing machines.
Andrew, you and I know someone who missed out on a lottery because they played the same numbers every week.
Yeah.
They went on vacation. They didn't get to play because they were out of state.
Ooh.
Those numbers hit, and he said,
you've got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm never going to play again. You might know this person, too.
Mm.
Somebody we used
to
work
know
with
them
at the,
well enough
at
for
the
them?
Point. Yeah.
Oh,
was it a lot of money? Would it have been a lot of money?
He doesn't care.
Okay.
He's one of those people that like is mellow and like, well, it was not mine to have.
Was not mine to
well,
have.
That was nice.
Synchronicity.
What else are you going to do? By the way, if she
did
can't
get
prove
divorced.
It, oh, did he?
Well, you know.
If,
the lottery
not because
ticket.
Of that.
Sorry, Sue.
It's okay. If they can't prove it, the $19.7 million, which is what you would take home, goes to the California schools.
Wait, it doesn't roll over?
Oh, well, then now she's...
Taking money from school.
Yeah,
yep.
That's not fair.
But they're not
I
open.
I hate that.
But they're not open. So.
Exactly. I don't hate it.
Thanks, Governor
I hate
Newsom.
That. Now she's trying to fight to get her $19 million or whatever, and now they're telling her, like, well, I guess if you don't want the kids
we'll
to
have it. Well, just have it. Give it to the
I guess
the
if you
kids.
Don't want the schools to have it, I guess we'll give it to you,
This whole
lady.
Story makes me angry.
I know!
Oh, boy. And finally,
okay.
Brought to you by Sue's News.
Brought to you by Sue.
Thank you. It is brought to you by Sue. The inventor of the Post-it note has passed away.
Oh.
Now, his name was Spencer Silver, which I don't know. I just love that.
It's a nice name.
He was 80 years old, And it was in 1968 when he was working in a lab. He discovered the adhesive formula that allowed notes to, you know, attach to surfaces without leaving a residue and out causing a huge deal. And in 1974, a colleague came up with the idea of using that as a bookmark, you know, so you wouldn't have to mess up the pages. Yep. But they first called it Press and Peel Memo Pad, and it did nothing. Until 1980, when they renamed it the Post-it Note, and then it went nuts.
Yeah, because nobody knows what that is.
Did he work at 3M? Because they like, own Post-it Notes, don't they?
Yeah, I guess he sold it to them or what. But, yeah, it wasn't Press and Peel, nothing. Post-it Note, score.
Yeah, Powerball. Yeah, exactly. Well,
and
Sue, that was
news
fantastic
for a Friday.
News for a Friday. Fantastic. Well, thank you, gang. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Carl, I think you're going to stick around. And
oh, yeah.
Fred, you want to talk movies with us, too? You want to chat about
gonna
movies?
I'm going to listen.
You're going to listen in. Okay.
Yeah.
So Carl and who
Danny
do we have?
Buffa.
Danny Buffa. We're going to talk about movies and maybe more what's coming out.
No, there are movies in theaters right now.
But there's more important things coming out later, right? Soon?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you more questions about this because I'm interested when we come back. The Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the big chair today, 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back to a fantastic Friday. Got all my friends in the studio here to make sure I don't wreck anything, drive the big bus off the rails. And we've got our movie segment. You guys do this every Friday. I listen...
Yes.
Fridays after the roundtable, you guys do the movies, right?
It's cool. Yeah.
So this is like a regular deal, and it's sponsored by Andrea's Steakhouse.
Delicious, delicious.
Did I do that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea's.
No, because you've done it, and Mark always has to be reminded about it.
Thank you, Andrea's Steakhouse. Good steak sounds really good,
doesn't
right now.
It?
With the warmer weather.
Oh, my gosh.
You said you've been to Andrea's?
Yeah, I believe I have. It's been a while. Yeah, I haven't been anywhere in a while, but I'm starting to get back to places again. So I'll have to go check out Andrea's. Andrea's Steakhouse, thank you for sponsoring the movie segment. Oh, I got to press the button here. Bring in Dan. Dan, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the chair today.
How you doing, Tim? Man, I mean, right away, I haven't been told I'm too hard on the Cardinals, so this is already an improvement over Mark.
You can be as hard on the Cardinals as you want, Dan. I think everybody deserves criticism. You know, you can always get better, right?
So, yeah, I mean, it isn't like if they play bad, their checks aren't going to cash. I think if they go 0-4, they're still going to make $60,000 a game. So
right.
I think they can handle it.
Yeah, we don't feel sorry for them. Just go out there and be better. So there you go.
Hey, yeah. Dan, what time do you think the Blues game will end on Tuesday night?
I think the first game's going to be a classic two overtime affair. And sometime around the crack of, like, you know, the morning when we're all, like, you know, sleeping with our coffee pots. I think it'll end then.
Yeah, fantastic. That's coming up. When first game, Carl, is?
The first game is Sunday.
Sunday evening?
No. It's Monday night at 9 o'clock.
Monday night, 9 o'clock.
And then Wednesday at 9:30.
Fantastic. Great. Fantastic. Oh, right.
And
yeah.
Then one week from today is the first home game, and that's at 8:30.
No respect, I tell you. No respect.
None.
Hey, we've got to get to let's talk some movies. But first of all, I'm going to go back a little bit since I wasn't here. I do want to know, did you guys talk about, so I'm a big monster movie buff, okay? Did you guys talk about Kong versus Godzilla at all?
Dan,
does anybody like that? I love that kind of stuff. You're a big fan, Andrew?
The last one I thought was just okay. I think it was Skull Island, and then the Godzilla, the last solo movie for that, I felt like they needed each other. I think this was the one I enjoyed the most out of all the Zillas and Kongs and whatever else other hybrids they're going to come up with.
I'll have to force my wife to sit down with me and watch that. But I'm a big Godzilla Kong fan. All right. So
hey, Tim.
Yes,
Tim,
sir.
Just tell her that Alexander Skarsgård stares at her for about an hour of that movie.
She likes that because that is the fella from
True Blood.
True Blood. She loved True Blood. I watched all the True Blood with her. So, yeah, she's a big Skarsgård fan. There we go. Well, there we go. Thank you, Dan. Dan, you just made the weekend for me. Fantastic.
There you go.
We can say goodbye now. No.
Dan has the number one movie of the weekend.
We've got new movies. Should we start with the number one? Should we start with the stuff that's not so great? Want to get dispensed with the duds?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't have too much. I don't have a lot of bad things to say about the 17th Saw movie. I mean, it's
number nine.
Let's dispense with that. Yeah, because I don't like number these kind nine. Of movies. My sister Amy loves all the blood, guts, and gore movies. I can't deal with it. But tell us about Saw. Nine. Spiral, whatever.
Seriously,
it is.
Seriously, Saw 9?
It's the fourth film Saw film by the director, Darren Lynn Bozeman. And this one, I'll give them credit. They probably thought, if we're going to do another one, we need to just go kind of circumvent the old ways of Saw. And they got Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson to play father and son in this movie.
And
the cool thing is that only Pulp Fiction fans will understand is that Chris Rock's name is Zeke, as in Ezekiel. So that was kind of a cool little playback to Samuel L. Jackson's favorite. I mean, look, the best thing about this new one is that it doesn't take itself as seriously as the first eight. It's just, I think they're all just kind of winking at us as they're making this movie. It's more of a part of the time I think I was laughing with them and maybe at them as well. But overall, 93 minutes. If Saw fans need another entry, this one proves there's a little bit of life, a little bit left in the franchise.
Is there a premise? Is there a story to tell us about here?
It is essentially Chris Rock is kind of one of those good cops, but he's got a bad reputation for turning in dirty cops. And his dad, who's the police chief, retired, Samuel L. Jackson, is kind of like it makes them the target of a new criminal mastermind who is not Tobin Bell. Tobin Bell has finally just said, I'm done with it. But you don't really know who the killer is unless you've seen one of these movies before, then you might, you know who it is halfway in, but I found myself wanting to know how they're going to dispense the violence the next scene. It's kind of like Saw mixed with Final Destination. You just wait to see what are they going to do to the next character. Mm-hmm. So that's the thrill here.
Okay. Very good. Carl, anything to add to that?
I didn't see it, but I did see.
What did you want? What did you want to tee
up? I saw The Woman in the Window.
Woman in the Window
with Amy Adams. Now, Dan's movie is out in theaters. This movie that I'm talking about is on Netflix now, and it has been sitting around. It has been pushed around twice. This is the very last of Fox 2000 films because Disney bought this, and this was kind of the casualties of the Disney-Fox merger. And so this will be the very last Fox 2000 picture. And it's based on a book with a lot of controversy about it because the guy who wrote the book, he went by the name A.J. Finn, but he was really Daniel Mallory, and there was a big New York Times expose on the guy that he was a plagiarist and he wasn't a good writer and he wasn't a very nice
So a lot of drama behind this movie.
What kind of movie is it, Carl?
What does it do?
Okay, so Amy Adams plays she's a child psychologist, but she's agoraphobic. Mm. So she has this wonderful, beautiful 5-story walk-up in New York City.
Wow.
And she's afraid to leave her house.
Okay.
And so there's a little bit of Rear Window. She watches all of her neighbors. And one of her neighbors is Gary Oldman.
Oh, that's good.
Gary Oldman.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And this sounds like a good movie.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, darn.
It is not. One day, Julianne Moore comes over and says, "Hi, I'm your neighbor." And then he sees Gary Oldman kill Julianne Moore.
Spoiler alert.
Through the window. No, that's not the spoiler part.
Okay.
The spoiler part is when the police come and Gary Oldman and... Jennifer Jason Leigh show up, and
good
she
grief.
Says, "I'm the wife. I don't know who you're talking about. We've never met."
Whoa.
And everyone thinks it's because Amy Adams has gone crazy because she's married to Anthony Mackie, but they are separated, and all these names.
I
it's
actually
a really
read
cast
a cast
of thousands,
you know,
and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Everybody did this thing. I mean, is this some kind of like Joe Wright kind of going around to all of his buddies saying, yep, "Hey, you want to be in this movie?"
It is Joe Wright, and Joe Wright directed Gary Oldman in The Darkest Hour, and Tracy Letts, who has a small part in the film, he was one of the writers of this movie. I read the book, so I knew what was going to happen. I wonder if you don't know anything about this, if it will
be more interesting.
More interesting, more suspenseful, but I don't think that's going to make it any less bad.
The book's pretty good.
I can't imagine like Joe Wright calling up Gary and going, "Hey, we did that good movie together. Now I want you to play a character called All Star Russell."
Yes.
Good. Yes.
It's just like, what?
It's
really?
Alistair. It's Alistair.
Okay. Dan, let's go back to you on the movie. You're the one that saw Profile. Is that right?
I did, and this is probably the most exhausting hour and 45 minutes because the whole thing takes place through a computer screen. So it is an undercover British journalist. She's infiltrating an online propaganda of an Islamic State. So she's talking to one of the leaders through a computer on Skype, trying to infiltrate. But also, what do you think happens? She starts to kind of believe in what they're doing and starts to maybe, and the whole movie is whether or not she is going to kind of just finish the report, finish the story, or is she going to join this guy over there? So if you like computer screen movies that where somebody's moving the mouse and moving the screen, and it's just the whole time, I think the thing I got out of this movie the most was just how to work an Apple computer. I think that was the biggest takeaway.
Hilarious.
Okay, so maybe missed that one. Killing of Two Lovers, Carl.
I saw The Killing of Two Lovers. This is in theaters and video on demand right now. It's a really small film. It stars Clayne Crawford. He was on the TV reboot of Lethal Weapon.
Is he the one that got kicked off? I really liked him.
No.
His character.
I didn't watch it, so he's...
Did you watch it, Dan?
He's kind of rugged and...
Yeah.
Cute guy. Very good
movie. He's rugged. He's basically like if Zac Efron went on a bender for like 2 months.
Oh, my gosh,
and he still looked okay.
100%. Yeah. That's a perfect description.
Good movie, bad movie?
It's a weird little movie.
Weird little movie,
It's the couple has separated, and it's a father of 4 kids, and he and his wife have separated. She has the 4 kids. He's living with his dad. They have agreed to separate, but also to see other people. So the first scene is Clayne Crawford standing in the bedroom watching his wife be asleep next to another person with a pistol in his hand.
Oh, my.
And
whoa.
It just gets weirder from there.
Hmm.
But the whole movie is shot really differently. It's shot really close to make you feel as constrained as these characters feel because they're in some weird little town in Utah that not a lot going on there. So, and every neighbor knows everybody else's business, and it was cute. It was short, and it's only 84 minutes, and I really,
great.
I liked that it was short because it made me feel uncomfortable the whole time.
Oh, very good. So, and finally, Dan, you've got Sue's favorite here. You're going to update Sue on Mayor of Easttown, which is a series on HBO, right?
Yeah, HBO Max. Yeah.
Okay, HBO Max.
Both.
I mean, it's really just terrific. I mean, every hour, it kind of just it envelops the characters a little more. Like, right when you think that Kate Winslet's detective, who looks like a similar town as the killing of two lovers. Everybody knows what you do. So if you get kicked off the force, you know, the 100 people in town are going to know it. So I think it's very well written. It's 4 episodes long right now. Every episode ends with kind of like a big, like Law and Order style, dun dun,
yes.
and then it leads into the next. I think it has 6 episodes total, or maybe 8. I can't remember the length on it.
Okay. I was going to ask you that because I'm totally fished in. And they come down, when is
7.
It? A Sunday?
Every Sunday night. It's
every
on Sunday,
Sunday
night on HBO at like 8 o'clock.
It's a great thing to watch and binge watch. I'm glad you liked it too, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of intense in a good way. I mean,
yes.
If Profile was kind of intense because you're trying to figure out who's talking to you, the browser or the character, this one is just the dialogue. It's very well written. Brad Inglesby, who directed or actually wrote my favorite film last year, The Way Back, is behind this show. So it's got good writing, good acting.
Yay. I recommend that for the weekend if anyone needs
the
it.
The final episode will be Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Memorial Day weekend.
Dump,
very
dump,
good.
Dump.
And what did I want to ask about?
Oh, you wanted to know what's coming out. The big one that's coming out
Is there a summer blockbuster on the horizon?
Well, Cruella, which is the Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, that's coming,
story,
yeah.
That's okay. Out next week. And then...
And I almost saw Army of the Dead, but Carpool and Kid Plans kept me from watching Dave Bautista invade Las Vegas and fight zombies.
Fantastic.
That comes
up
out
alley, though,
in
Dan.
Theaters this Friday. It is. It's like they made it for me. This Friday in theaters. Next Friday, it'll be on demand or on Netflix. That is Zack Snyder's new one. Now, that's the next one. I would say the big one is probably Fast and the Furious 19.
Nine.
I mean, 9.
9.
And then Black Widow.
Black
that's
Widow.
The big one.
Black,
that's not till July.
That's
though.
The one my daughters have been waiting for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So.
A Quiet Place 2. When does that one come out? Did they switch it again?
I don't know.
I'm going to ask Emily. I'm just going to call Emily Blunt. Hey, Emily, how's everything going? When's your movie come out?
Well, I know you'll be able to get a hold of her because I can't. So. Very good. Very good. Well, we got to get out.
It's coming out, next Friday.
Yeah, the
28th. The 28th.
Very good. We got to roll. Thank you, guys. Thanks very much. Thank you, Dan.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Carl. Very good. We're going to get to a break here, and then let's see. What do we got? What do we have coming up next? I think, Frank Cusimano. Yeah, sports update. Okay, very good. Carl, thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome.
Great to see you.
I'm going to hang outside.
Okay, yeah, you be here. We'll see you maybe in the next hour again. So let's get to a break here on the Mark Reardon Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the big chair today. We're looking for Frank Cusimano here. We're bringing him in, I think, in just a second. I think he's there. Andrew? Can't really
try hitting number 7.
Let's see if he is. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Tim, hope you're well.
Yeah, Frank, thanks. Fantastic. And Frank, I noticed we share something else in common. You're a May baby as well. I got to wish you a happy birthday, my friend. I'm the 25th. I know you just had a birthday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to get your size and immediately call Sam Cavado and pick you out something really nice.
Yeah. You know, Frank, I see you got a great birthday present there, the 45th anniversary T-shirt of the movie Rocky. I think that's fantastic. I love it.
I watched the movie before every high school and college basketball game I ever played. It's the greatest movie of all time. I still think that Balboa in his prime could have given Ali a shot. I mean, nobody went to the body like Rocky Balboa.
That's right. That's right. I love those. I love that franchise as well. Fantastic. I'm a big Sylvester Stallone fan as well. Frank, well, it's an exciting time to be in the to be a St. Louis sports fan indeed. Let's start with the crew that's going to the playoffs, the St. Louis Blues. Frank, I think is the first game Monday night against the Avalanche. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think this is the best stretch the Blues have had. They've only lost one game in regulation in their last 12. They've won three straight. And, you know, they have a goaltender who's got that swagger in Jordan Binnington. He said about a month ago, he said, "We're coming." And then last night after the game, the captain said, "We are going to beat the Avalanche." That's Ryan O'Reilly. Mm. So those are bold proclamations, especially if you consider the fact we're playing the best team in hockey. They won the President's Trophy. They had the best record. So it's not a terrible matchup, though. They played eight times. The Blues beat them three of them, including the last two. And I go back to that April 24th game on a Saturday. I think it's the most important period of the Blues' season. They were down 2-0 after one. It looked like the Avalanche was just going to blow them out of the building. And Ryan O'Reilly said, "Boys, get on my back. I'm going to carry you." He scored the next two goals. He ended up with a hat trick. The Blues won that game, and then they beat the Avalanche the next game. So I know the odds makers. I just saw one of these analytics where they put the odds of the Avalanche winning the series. They had it at 88% chance for them to win. I don't think that's the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. And, Frank, we had a big announcement today. It's so wonderful to see so many of the old normal coming back. Announcement today that attendance will be increased just in time for these playoff games to come back to St. Louis.
Yeah, and 9,000 screaming Blues fans in a playoff situation is going to feel like, you know, 15 or 18, too. So I'm glad the city and the Blues could work that out. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere next Friday night at Enterprise.
And the St. Louis Cardinals also on a roll, right, Frank? They continue to dominate the division. And are they still, I think, still best team in baseball right now?
I'm not sure if that's the case.
Close?
I think the Giants, yeah. But they certainly are the best team in their division. They have a three-game lead, and they're facing the Padres at the right time. San Diego is going to have five players out because of COVID-19, including – you know, one of the great talents in baseball in Fernando Tatis Jr. and a great hitter in Will Myers. So they're facing a pitcher tonight, Joe Musgrove, who's thrown a no-hitter already this season. But since that no-hitter, he's 0-4. We're going to throw Johan Santana, Johan Oviedo, I should say, who has very good stuff, and we're waiting for him to put it all together. But I'm telling you, I could not be more impressed with what we're seeing out of the Cardinals. A little bit of bad news today, Tim.
Yes.
Is a fractured rib for the shortstop, Paul DeJong. He's on the injured list. And, you know, that rib thing can linger for a while. We'll see what happens there.
So who steps in?
Well, I think what they're going to probably end up doing is playing Tommy Edman some at shortstop and playing they have another young player by the name of Sosa who could play some at shortstop. And they brought up from Memphis a young player named Max Morath. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, very good. And Frank, I don't think I didn't imagine this, right? Busch Stadium also is going to increase capacity. We could say it's a coincidence or not, but I think just in time for the Cubbies to come to town.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. I do know that Bill DeWitt has been working with the city. Bill DeWitt III has been working with the city and the mayor just to try to get more people in there. And, you know, the Cardinals started off at 12 or 13,000, which was a little bit higher than the average. And I remember speaking with Mr. DeWitt about 7 or 8 days ago, and he said, "Now we're below average." Well, now you get up to 30,000, they're probably above the National League average. And I just can't wait till a little bit later in the season when there's 45,000 in there and the Cardinals with the best record in the division. It's just going to be an electric summer. I could not be more pumped up about the Cardinals right now.
Fantastic time for St. Louis sports. At Frank_Cusimano on Twitter. Frank, thanks for everything. Happy birthday again, and have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, Tim. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much as well. And Sue will have a little traffic update here. And then, wow, we've wrapped up the 4 o'clock hour. 1 hour left on the big show for a Friday. Going to touch base with Jefferson City. Nick Schroer, the final hour of the legislative session, and Virginia Crude of the Daily Caller when we come back. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.